The Favorite Ball by Jane McBride, based on a true story.
It's my turn to play with the ball, Seth said. Your turn is up.
No, it's not.
Adam hugged the ball. Tears filled his eyes.
You always get to play with it longer than I do.
The ball was from Aunt Jill. It bounced very high. It lit up when it hit the floor. It was their favorite toy from Christmas.
It was hard for Seth to share. It was hard for Adam to share.
Seth frowned. It felt like he was all scrunched up inside. He didn't like the way he felt. Then Seth thought about something. His primary teacher said making good choices can help us feel good inside.
She said making a bad choice can make us feel bad inside.
Am I making a bad choice? Seth wondered. Maybe fighting with his brother wasn't a good choice. But how could he be kind to Adam and still get to play with his favorite ball? Seth had an idea. His angry face turned into a happy face.
Hey, why don't we play with it together? Seth asked. We can bounce it to each other.
Okay, Adam said. That sounds fun.
Adam bounced the ball to Seth. Seth laughed and bounced it back. Lights flashed across the floor. Seth felt lighter inside, too. The author lives in Colorado, USA.
Question for you. How can you be kind when you are playing?
End of the story, The Favorite Ball, by Jane McBride. Read by Kate Strongen.